Welcome to Gospel Mission Church's Message Podcast. We pray that God will meet you in this time with a fresh revelation of His love for you and that you will be challenged to align with the amazing plans that God has waiting for you. Here's this week's message from Pastor Claude.
We've been talking in the last few weeks on my nest, my home, and the focus on our home and how God wants to make us. He wants us to have our home as our nest and as a place where we can have a home sweet home and a place where we can raise our kids, a place where we can experience joy and fulfillment in marriage and a place where it's great to be. And I believe one of the things that is needed, and I'm wrapping this series up this morning with this topic, one of the things that we really need to see is to experience God as Father and to be fathered by God. Like I said, I pray a blessing on all the fathers and all the father figure, and sometimes fathers are afraid to come to church on this day because this is where we hammer them. We tell them how they should be. And Mother's Day, we thank the mom, and on Father's Day, we put expectations on them. And what I want to do today is I want to impact the call or the need that we have to be fathered by God. One of the revelations for me that really changed my journey as a believer, it's to come to the knowledge of God as a Father. It's when we look at the Godhead, I think we get a lot of the Son, where Jesus lays His life down and offers His life for us to be reconciled with the Father. And sometimes what we think is we see God as the judge, and He's holy and He's expecting holiness. So Jesus comes and takes on Himself our sins and makes us holy. And this is true. And it does. I'm not saying that God is not holy. God is a transcendent God, meaning that He is bigger, greater. Like this example that we find in the Bible, that He makes the heaven His throne and the earth His footstool. So He's a maker. He is a supreme being. At the same time, He's imminent, meaning that He wants to be with us. He wants to walk with us. He wants to relate to us. And sometimes we don't really get that when it comes to the Father. We see Him on the throne, and we see Him giving expectations, but we don't really understand what it means to be loved by Him. And for me, that was a big deal. And when I came to understand that the Father loves me and values me and wants to be in my life. And I didn't really get that. I understood the cross, but I did not understand the Father. Some of us, we don't, like when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it's like we never hear anything about Him. But the Spirit is part of the Godhead, and Jesus and the Father too. And this morning, for all of you fathers, and all of you father figure, and all of us that are mentors, I believe it's important for us to see our need to be fathered by God. Can you say that to your neighbor? I need to be fathered. I need the Father in my life. I really believe that if I want to have a faith that is vibrant, if I want my faith to be vibrant, I need to see God as Father. And if you have your Bible, take a look at John chapter 17, verse 6, where we find Jesus in the prayer, in His prayer for us before the crucifixion. We find Him praying this, and He says, I have revealed you to the ones you gave me from this world. I have revealed you. And one of the mandate of Jesus, one of the calling that Jesus had was ultimately to die on the cross and to take our sins. And He is a sponge that takes away our sins and makes us holy and righteous in the eyes of God. But He also came to talk about His Father. And at one point, Philip said, show me the Father and show us the Father. And he was a little upset. He says, you saw the Father through me. And when we look at the heart of the Father, we see Jesus, how He walked and how He lived. And He's the ultimate example of who the Father is. And it's important for us to see God as a Father. And sometimes there's things that comes our way, or there's different things that affects our view of the Father. And so what I'd like to talk about this morning is different things that can twist or make us see the Father in a wrong way. And one of the things that we often do is we compare our earthly fathers to our heavenly Father. And I think the reality is my earthly father is there to take care of me, absolutely. But the role of the heavenly father is to another level. And sometimes what happens is that when we look at our journey and we look at our earthly father, sometimes we have a problem to see our heavenly father based on what we saw. And there's some of us, we had tremendous fathers, and it helps us to see our heavenly father. But there's others that it was not that clear or not easy. And sometimes what we struggle is to see Father or Heavenly Father as our Father because of how we saw saw our earthly father. Like, there's a lady that approached me a few weeks away after the service and said, can we call God mother instead of father? And the reason why is because of her hurts that she experienced as growing up by her father. And she was saying, I have a problem to see God as a father. Well, what she really needs is not to see God having a name change, but really what she needs is to see the love of the Father bring healing in her hearts. And there's a need for us to experience that immense love and that deep love, like it says in Ephesians, how deep, how wide is the love that God has for us. But sometimes when we look at life and when we look at how we were raised or we look at father figure, sometimes it's hard to see our Father in heaven based on what we've experienced and seen. Like, some of us, we've experienced a overbearing father where we were never good enough or we never measured up, right? And so that can play in our thoughts that God the Father sees us in the same way. And some have had an absent father and the father wasn't there. And sometimes we might think, well, is our heavenly father the same? Look how I was raised up. I've got 15 years difference with my oldest sister. And when my three oldest sister grew up, my dad was working in the bush. And so he would go for an amount of time, and he would come back. And when he would come back, he would cut some wood and prepare the house and all this for when he was going to be away. And when my sisters came to the Lord, they had a problem to, even though my dad cared and my dad loved them, but he wasn't there. And for them, they had a struggle to see Abba as their father, or they had a struggle to see God as a father, thinking that, well, are you going to be present or are you going to be distant? I remember one of my sisters, she was bawling in the presence of God because she experienced the love of the Father that loved on her, and it changed her. And so it's not that my dad wasn't caring. He was caring. He did what he could. And the reality is that what the Father, what the Heavenly Father can give, really our earthly father can't. And you have other scenarios where some of us, we've experienced some abuse. I remember talking with a young man, 18 years old-ish, and he was talking about, he was saying that for him to fall asleep well was after a good beating. And he got beaten so many times, and his heart was hardened, and you could see the pain that he had in his heart, and it was so sad to see because this is what it was his life. And so for him to see Abba, or to see God as Abba, as a God that loves him and cares for him, it was very hard, right? You look at someone that lost his father prematurely, it's not easy. I look at my wife when she lost her dad when she was 9 years old. It was difficult, and having a stepfather come in her life. But I have to tell you that I saw her discover Abba Father in our journey when we got married in our first years of ministry. And when she was encountered by God as Father, it changed her, it rocked her. And so I think it's a need for us, if as we are fathers and as we are father figures, we need to realize that we need to be fathered ourselves. We need God in our father, as a father. You look at fathers who walked away, and I was looking at the stats from Statistics Canada, who reports that 18% of children under the age of 18 have experienced parental separation or divorce. When these breakups occur, approximately 19 to 25% of non-custodial parents, majority of whom are men, never see their children. Hey, that's a high, 19 to 25. While another quarter see their children irregularly. And so there's a lot of fatherless and a lot of loneliness. And the reality is, one of the things that we need to understand and we want to see is that God wants to father us. And sometimes it's hard based on the journey, right? Based on what we encountered. I remember meeting this man in my office. He was dealing with anger, and he was challenged by his wife to say, hey, if you don't deal with your anger, it's not gonna work. And he comes to my office and says, I'm so angry. And I asked him, why? Why are you angry? And then it boiled down to his childhood, where there was favoritism in his house, where his brother was favored, and the only way he would get attention from his dad is when he would have tantrums and he would take a fit. And so this is the way he got the attention, and so he continued to do this way. And what he needed to do was to experience, he needed to have healing, to forgive his dad, but at the same time to receive this amazing love that Heavenly Father had for him. So it's a big deal, right? And so we want to experience this love. I remember many years ago leading a group of young men in Montreal when I was in Bible college, and we were talking and we were praying for seeing God as Abba, and we made an altar call, and to see all these young guys that had a problem to see God as a father, but based on their journey. You could see the need. You could see the need for them to experience the Father's love. Not putting blames on the Father, because the reality is we are all in a journey, but at the same time, I believe that the love of the Father is so important for us. I like what it says in John chapter 17, verse 23. What a verse. It says, Jesus is praying the same text that I used earlier. It says in verse 23, I am in them and they are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me. And look what it says after, and that you love them as much as you love me. What an unreal verse. Where Jesus says, and he's praying to the Father, and he's saying to the Father, like, that you love them as much as you love me. It really rocks you when you see it this way, when you see this. We could stop here, and as I was preparing this message, I was really hooked on this. And I was saying, God, I need to see how much the depth of your love for me, because I don't think I see it. Sometimes I live like an orphan. I'm living like you're not there for me. And I'm doing my own stuff. And here we find Jesus praying to the Father, and he says, you love them as much as you love me. And we see the unity of the Father and the Son and the Godhead, and we're compared to Jesus, that he loves us to the same level. I don't know, but that's quite deep, right? To know that I'm deeply loved by the Father, when we look at the story of the gospel, when we look at the journey of God with his people in the Old Testament, and the affection and the desire of God the Father to love on us. You know, it's so, so powerful. And I want you to know that as we father others, and as we play the role, or we are fathers, or we are father figure, or mother figure, and when we lead others, we need ourselves to be won over and to be lavished by the love of God. It's huge, right? And so we want to see that in our lives. In Matthew 23, verse 9, it says, and do not call anyone on earth Father, for you have one Father, and he's in heaven. Does that mean that you don't call your dad, Dad? No. There's only one provider. There's only one that will assist you. There's only one that will always be there. There's only one that will never betray you. There's only one that will lead you and provide to your needs, and that's your Heavenly Father. And that's what Jesus was saying. As his desire was to reveal the Father, he's saying, you only have one Father. and it's your Heavenly Father. And so we want to turn to Him, right? We want to acknowledge Him. And so sometimes we look at our father figure, or we look at our fathers and father figure in our life, and we confuse it. No, don't confuse it. Realize that Father God loves you and really cares for you, and He wants to lavish His love on you. Another thing that influenced us when it comes to how we see God as Father is how religion can distort our view of God. That was a big deal for me when I started to be a pastor, where fear becomes the motivation, that we're afraid of Him. You do things out of fear. When performance becomes the focus, where I'm never good enough, you always have to perform. Always have to perform. I was raised like this as a pastor when I started. If I do this, God's going to do this. If I pray enough, God will intervene. It was always linked to me. And I remember being a young pastor, 26 years old, and I got totally discouraged because I felt I was never good enough. And I was so young, I didn't even have experience, but I didn't see God as a father. And so when I saw Him that He loves me conditionally, doesn't matter what I do, that I would be in ministry or not, that I would serve or not, He would still love me. It was not conditional to me. Changed everything. And there's a lot of us, we were raised in a religious setting, and it's all about performance and image. Performance, performance. Ah, you must have did something wrong. Ah, you got to do, you got to do, you got to do. And you do to have approval, and it's the opposite around. You should do because you have approval because of sonship and daughtership, right? And so when guilt and condemnations are clouds over our heads, where we feel that we're always coming short and we never meet expectations. Do you see God this way? As a taskmaster, that you're never good enough. Like if you do this, He's gonna love you more. It's such a lie. Such a lie, and it controls us, right? When there's a strong focus and emphasis on failure and also undeservedness, that we don't deserve or that we're not worthy. For sure we're not worthy because God is God. But the thing is, we are redeemed. We are sons and daughters of Him. Actually, we're all saints. Can you say that to your neighbor? Hey, we can be saints. And it's not because of what we've done, it's because of Christ. But the thing is, there needs to be the security that we have in our hearts when it comes to Him, right? When I look at how Jesus introduced our Father when it comes to the Lord's Prayer, He doesn't say His Father in heaven. He says our Father in heaven. What a revelation, right? Hallowed be Thy name. Yeah, You are King, You are Lord. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven, meaning that He will lead you. That what's in heaven, God wants to bring to earth. And then it says, give us today our daily bread, like He will provide to your needs. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, is that God is able to forgive us, and as we forgive, as we experience His forgiveness, we can forgive. And then it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, where we also see Him protecting us. So what we see in the Lord's Prayer is God's provision. God's going to take care of us. You know, if you look at the verse earlier, the earlier verse, he says, look at the fields, look at the birds of the air. Will God not take care of you? Yes, He will, right? And so it's important for us to understand that we're loved by God. We're loved. We're valued by Him. And I just pray that it might sink in to all of you, and especially with fathers, that you would know that you're loved by God. Because what happened as fathers is we feel we're responsible. We look at the future. We look at the care. And that's God made us this way, to carry and to lead. But sometimes it gets heavy, and it feels like we can't. And what we need for ourselves is we need to be fathered. We need our Abba to take care of us. You know, so it's hard for us to take care of others when we don't see Him as Father. So we want to be embraced by His amazing love. Look what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. I could have talked only on these verses. It says, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. Does God love me? Did he turn his back on me? Did he forsake me? No, you're not walking in fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship, the seal of the spirit that makes you a son and a daughter. Amazing. And by him we cry, Abba. You see, it's not just Father, it's Abba. It's so personal. It's so relational. It's what we call in French, papa or daddy. Imagine this, right? I don't know how the Pharisees responded to this. When he introduced God, Yahweh, as daddy. Because he's daddy, does it mean he's not Yahweh as the I am? No, but the I am is daddy. Like, rocks me. I'm talking to you, I'm processing it again. Because it's so amazing that the Father, Yahweh, loves me and cares for me and values me. Wow. He wants to be in my life. He wants to father me. It's so unreal, right? And so the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. I can know that I'm his. That the Holy Spirit gives this witness that I am his. What a peace it brings, right? Imagine if you walk in fear, where you have an angel in heaven. Oh, Claude is in the book today. Oh, he screwed up later on during the day. Ah, a big eraser. He writes my name. He erases my name. A full-time job for me. I have an angel that would be working full-time. So it's pretty cool to know that I'm loved by him. I'm valued by him, and the Holy Spirit gives us witness in my spirit that I am his. And it says in verse 17, now if we are children, then we are heirs. Another level. Say that to your neighbor. Another level. Heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Talking about eternity. Talking that we have a destination, talking that we have provision, talking that there's promises, talking that never we will be alone. Unreal, right? And so it's so important for us to see this. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us. Lavished on us. So unreal. And the word lavish is like sucking you in. Like, it's like a mother that sees her kid and she just, you don't see the kid anymore, right? It's like embraced. And that's what John says. What a picture of God, right? What a picture of who God is. How great is the love of the Father who has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's why this is who we are. We are children of the Most High, beloved, loved by him. And so we don't want to let things or let religion twist that, but that we would walk in a relationship with Father and to know that we're loved. And another reason, another thing that throws us off when it comes to Father is when we experience pain and disappointment. You know, sometimes it shapes us, shapes our view of who God is. And then when we go through life's hurts and we have loss of whys, when disappointment becomes the lens through we view God, and when we have a problem to trust because of the past. Like, you know, the reality is life is not easy. We realize that bad thing happens to good people. And we live in a broken world. And this is not home. But the journey, sometimes there's a lot of pain and suffering. And we know that this is a broken world, and what we're seeing is a consequence of disobedience and a consequence of sin. And the reality is we don't understand everything. But one of the things we need to do is we gotta run to God and not run away from God. What we do is we got to put our eyes on him and not turn on the other side. I like what David says in Psalm 13, verse 1. Look what he says. And he's bold about it. He says, oh Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? And then in verse 5, comes back to his sense. And he says, I will trust in your unfailing love. In verse 3, he says, turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle in my eyes. There's some of us, we've lost the sparkle in our eyes because of pain and suffering, and we're mad at God. And the thing that we're invited to do, it's not to turn your back to God, but run to him. Let him experience, let him love on you. Let him bring healing. There might never be answers, and there is, praise the Lord, but if there's not, this overwhelming love will meet your needs and carry you through the next level, right? It's not on the back here, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God of mercy, God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all the troubles so that we can comfort others. So we need to be comforted by him. Like 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, give all your worries and cares to him because he cares for you. Like Psalm 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. You want to turn to him, right? Another influence when it comes to that twist or view of Father is the culture of an orphan thinking. We live in a culture that doesn't promote Father, but promotes individualism. Our culture teaches, be independent. Our culture says, trust yourself. Take care of number one because nobody else will. Make it happen. Celebrate your self-sufficiency. That's where we live. That's the culture that we live in today. And this is a spirit of an orphan. An orphan lives like he's on his own. There's no one to take care of him. A son knows he has a last name. Can you say that to your neighbor? I have a last name. It's beyond Friesen. Sawaski. It's the name of God. I'm his son. See, I've got a last name. I have an inheritance in him. It's so deep, right? So important for us to know that. An orphan competes. He's trying to get. A son rests and trusts in Father that will provide. An orphan strives for acceptance. A son lives from acceptance. An orphan worries about provision. A son lives out generosity because he knows his Father will provide. An orphan lives out of fear. A son lives by faith and hope. He knows that he's loved by God. Look what it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fear has not been perfected in love. But look what it says. We love because he first loved us. How can we love? It's because we understand his unconditional love for us. And I want to finish with this. It's the story of the prodigal son. You got the prodigal son that walks away with the blessings of the father. And this is where we know that God, the love is linked to freedom. But we have the son that stays home and takes care of business. And in Luke chapter 15, verse 31, the father says to the son, everything that I own belongs to you. So don't worry about the lamb that it will be sacrificed or that will be the main course for your son that came back home. But he says to his son, everything belongs to you. And he looks at the lost son that came back home, and it says that while he was still long away, the father saw him. The son prepared a speech, right? What he's going to say when he's going to see the father, and the father was preparing an embrace. The son was thinking, servant, I'm going to be home, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be a servant. I better be a servant than to live here. But the father was thinking sonship. The son expected rejection, and the father ran to him. Oh, too much, father. put a ring to his finger, sandals to his feet, a coat on his back. That's the description of father. Right? Tells us, the oldest son, everything that I have belongs to you because you're in the house. And the one that walked away, come on, son, I love you. Come on. Well, father, I have this in my life. I don't care. I love you. And I believe his goodness leads us to repentance. Because he's so amazing, right? Jesus showed us who was the father. Jesus welcomed the children, touched the lepers, forgave sinners, healed the sick, washed the feet of his disciple. Jesus wept with who grieved. Jesus loved on people, speak word of truth and life. Jesus loved to the point of death. And it says in John 14, verse 9, Jesus answered when Philip asked him, "Don't you know me? Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you all for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show me the Father?" You are so loved. You're so loved. Fathers, you are so loved. Be fathered by him. Know him as your provider. Know him as your father. All of you, let your foundation of your faith be based on the fact that God loves you and he cares for you. He's a good father. Amen. I would ask you to stand. Maybe you're here this morning and you've connected Heavenly Father to your earthly dad. Don't. Receive the love of the Father. Don't be afraid of him. Open your heart up and let him love on you. Maybe you've been caught in religion and it's all about performance. Just ask God to lavish his love on you, that you would be free from performance and that you would be secure in the love that he has for you. Maybe you're here this morning and you've experienced pain and suffering and you've turned your back on God. Like, the direction you're heading, it's not a good one anyway. You're lonely, you're empty. Turn to him, let him embrace you, let him love on you. Maybe you are like the prodigal son this morning. You ran away, but you say, "I can't go home." The Father loves you. His arms are wide open. And maybe you've been faithful in the church and in your call and all that. And Father says, "Everything that I have is yours. I'll take care of you." Wherever you are on this journey, it's so important for you, for us to know that the Father loves us with a passion, that he gave his son for us to be reconciled. That's the heart of the Father for you, that he wants to Abba you. He wants to Abba you. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see you not only as transcendent King, but also as an imminent Father that wants to love on me and wants to be with me. And Father, I lift up the fathers right now. I pray that you would father them, that they would know you as their father. You see the load they carry, the responsibility, the calling. Father, it's way easier to do it under you. It's way easier to do what we're called to do when we are fathered by you. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can do to help you along in your journey, email prayer@gmchurch.ca. If you'd like to see what's coming up at Gospel Mission Church or learn more about us, visit gmchurch.ca.